Lilei Tere Maase Chaf Alef Teves Tovshin Pe Alef Rabbi Yehuda Kaufman.
Morning, everyone. Baruch Hashem, we can still be here this morning. I wasn't sure last night. We are starting now. We just started Sefer Shemois, finishing with Sefer Bereishis. Bereishis was more focusing on the Yechidim, meaning Adam, Noach, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Shvatim. And now starting Sefer Shemois starts the birth, call it, the birth of Klal Yisrael. The latest Klal Yisrael starts here, with the Yitzias, going down to Mitzrayim, the Yitzias, the Shibud, which is the purifying of Klal Yisrael in order to become the Am HaNivchar, and then leading up to Matan Torah, which leads us through the generations of our rich, rich Mesorah, which is our unbreakable Mesorah, which we have had all the way from Matan Torah, all the way from Yitzias Mitzrayim, which the Rambam lists out the list, and it's an unbelievable thing, just even to be explaining sometimes how we've got a clear, clear way back all the way to Matan Torah, and everything was given over to us from generation to generation, parent from Rebbe to Talmud, parent to child. So the topic I want to speak about today, especially I was being Isaac in the topic recently and learning the sugyas, and it's just a very interesting, huge topic, even though it's only one or two simonim in Shulchan Aruch, and that is the sugya of kibud avim, which is also, it's applicable for the children, and it's obviously applicable for the parents as well, how to deal with things. So we'll talk a bit. Obviously, we won't be able to get through. We won't even be able to get through a tiny minute of it, but maybe there'll be another chance to talk more about it. So the mitzvah of kibud avim is a very, very important mitzvah in order for our Mesorah to keep going. That's why I gave this akdama that we're holding down Sefer Bereishis. And this is really the words of the Meshech Chochma. There's an unbelievable Meshech Chochma in Parashas Kedoshim, where we all know the halacha is in kibud avim. It says in the pasuk, Ish imay v'aviv tirao v'shabshesai tishmoyru. And the Chazal Darshan, what is the smichus between Ish imay v'aviv tirao v'shabshesai tishmoyru? Even if your parents would come and tell you to be over on Shabbos or any mitzvah, you are not allowed to listen, right? Because, and the Gemara says, because atam vavicha chayav b'chvaiti, because your father's also chayav to keep the mitzvahs. So obviously, he can't tell you to go and be over one of the mitzvahs of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Even the Rabbanon, yeah. There's different stages. The question is, what is the Havamina? I mean, what is the Havamina that if your father comes along to you to tell you not to do a mitzvah, that you should listen to him? That we need a special pasuk to tell you, Atov Avicha Chayov B'Chvoidi. Says the Meshech Chochma, he's not makt in the Tekdonim, but there's a famous Chekler, the Minchas Chinuch talks about it, many places talk about it. Is Kibud Avim Ben Adam Lamakam or Ben Adam Lechaveroi, or maybe both? It's probably a both in the end, but where do we see very clearly that it's definitely strongly on the Bin Adam Lamakam side? Is on the Luchas itself, on the Seres Adibras. On the Seres Adibras, it's on the side of the Bin Adam Lamakam. But obviously, we all understand it's also got an element of Bin Adam Lechaveroi, because you're handling with people. So what is the aspect of Bin Adam Lamakum? So we'll talk more later, the famous Chinuch, that we'll discuss soon. But let's see what the Meshech Chochma says and tie into what we just said, what he says now. Says the Meshech Chochma an unbelievable thing. It says the Meshech Chochma, Shekol Moistos HaKabbalah Mahar Sinai, our whole basis of our Kabbalah from Har Sinai is through our iron Mesorah, which we have, that our parents gave over to their children, and them to their children, all the way down. And if a person would be mevazeh his parents, if a person would go and be mevazeh his parents, then that is endangering the continuation of the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. If he if he's mevazeh his parents, that means he's not machshev what they say, and he doesn't look up to them, that means he's not going to accept from them when they tell them what our Yiddishkeit is and what our Masorah is. So says the Meshech Chachma, because of that, you would have had the Hava Amina that even if your father will tell you to be over on a mitzvah, maybe it's worth it. Maybe if you look at the bigger picture, so maybe for this Avera, maybe you're going to be over now, but on the bigger picture, you're still going to be continuing the Masorah. Avad the Kamashman on the Torah that you are... That you don't have to listen to your father. But that's his insight in explaining what is the Hava Amina. Because since the Kibud Av Ve'Em is such an important part of our Masorah, that's the Bin Adam L'Makom part of Kibud Av Ve'Em. And unfortunately, we know this to be very, very true through our generation. Up till 250, 300 years ago, most people in Klal Yisrael were Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. And you always had the Yechidim who left, but in a general way, until unfortunately you came to the times of the Maskilim in Europe when they started all their movements and started taking away Klal Yisrael. What was their first tool to do? The first tool to do was being mevaza the elders, being mevaza the parents, the rabbonim. And the ones who are giving us over the Masorah, saying they're old-fashioned, they've got no idea what's going on, they don't know how to interact with the modern world, and all, whatever we know about it. But that was the way they managed to break the Masorah, and unfortunately we lost a big, big, big chelek of Klal Yisrael because of this. So that's why this mitzvah, Kibud Av Ve'Em, is so important in order for us to keep up our Masorah. It's a very interesting, the Sefer Chai Adam wrote, obviously we all know, wrote a Sefer on Halacha, and he usually doesn't get very shaf at all through the Sefer. I can't say I'm a big bucky in it, but that's what they say, and you know, whatever you read Chai Adam, he's quoting the basic Halachas. In Mitzvah's Kibud Av Ve'Em, he's got one Sif where he literally goes, he's on a warpath, and he says like this, he says, his Lashon is, Yisachei pi dovrei sheker, should be fashtopped, and you should say the mouth of the ones who talk sheker, the ones who say that we don't need to have a karas atov to our parents because they're just doing it for themselves. They have children, so obviously they need to look after the children they have, and you don't need to respect them. It's like any animal. This is how they used to speak. It's like any animal cares for their children, and the children don't have a karas atov to them. And he says very sharp, he's almon. These people should be quiet, and they are like behemoths. They're even saying themselves that they're like behemoths, and they're going to come to be kofer in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he speaks very shav. And I saw brought down in a sefer that Eli Lapian said that he was mekabel ish mipi ish all the way till back to the days of Chai Adam, which is times of the Vilna Gaon. That the reason why the Chai Adam spoke so sharply is because there was a movement then. Which was the tack of that time, which movements were, this is what they were selling. They were selling, no, you don't need to respect your parents. And that was the way that they managed to drift Klal Yisrael, the young people in Klal Yisrael, away from Yiddishkeit. So I've added, it's a very, very important mitzvah to be mechazik. So, talking mitzad the children and talking mitzad the parents. So, obviously, most of it is focusing on the children, in how to respect the parents, but also the parents have to know a few things as well. So number one, if we want our children, we'll talk about this a bit more later, how much time we have, but if we want our children to be mechabedas and to respect us, then obviously we need to show the right example. We don't want to make it difficult for our children to be mechabedas. So if we are going in the right way and we have the right values, and we machshir the right things, then our children will be mekabel from us our way. Because we can't fool our children. You can fool anyone besides your children. And they see the truth through everything. And Mamela, in order for us to give over this Masorah, what we want to give over, we don't want to make it difficult for our children. And we want, in order to do that is, if they see what we are machshir, Mamela, they will be mekabel from us much more. And there's another Sif in Shulchan Aruch which also gears towards the parents, and it's also, especially in our generation, the way maybe we're more mufunak, is that Asala Adam, A person shouldn't be over pressurizing in demanding respect from his children and him to respect them. Because they're obviously not going to always listen, and you're going to be machshel them. What can you do? You can be machshel. Because halacha is avsha machal al kavoidai, kavoidai machal. So obviously it doesn't mean, right, that's it, closed door, no asking for any respect, not demanding any minimum respect. Obviously we have to demand the minimum kibbud, and the children have to know who's in charge and whatever it is. But obviously not to be too much. And because we know, especially nowadays, we know that if we do it too much, usually it's going to be counterproductive. Usually they won't be machshiv you because of it. And they will just have a snag, so they'll just fight back. Oh, so let's talk about what's written on the chashivus of this mitzvah of kibud av aim. So first we have the Gemara in Kiddushin, that's really where the sugya is in the Kiddushin, in the first parak, daf lamed aleph, lamed beis. So the Gemara there says, fascinating Gemara, the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan kavid es avicha v'esumecha, and it says, kavid es Hashem mehoincha. It's a pasuk of Mishni, and we see Hishvur HaKasov, the pasuk compares Kibud Av Ha'Em to Kibud HaMakom. And then the pasuk says, Legabe also Ish Imei V'Aviv Tiro, and then it says, as Hashem Nekecha Tiro. So you see Hishvur HaKasov, Meira, fearing your parents, to fearing their Rebbeinu Shleim. And so too, Legabe Mekalo. And the Gemara says, and it makes sense. Why? Because the famous Gemara, Shlesha Shutzvim Ba'Adam, the Gemara carries on. The Gemara says, Shlesha Shutzvim Ba'Adam, Av the Rebbeinu Shleim, and Av Imei. And the Gemara carries on and says, "Bishman she'adam mechabed es aviv imoy." In the time when a person is mechabed his parents, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Man ali aneichem." It's counted to me as if I lived between you and you were mechabed me. And the Gemara carries on later and says the opposite, which is, you see, the choyim adava. Bishman she'adam metzayah es aviv imoy. In the time when a person is metzayah his parents, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Yofel sisi sheloy dai to b'nei." It's good that I did. That I didn't live amongst you. If I would have lived amongst you, then Tiaruni, you would have been Mitzayah me. And the Rambam says when he starts off the mitzvah, Kibud Av Ha'Em, he starts off mitzvahs, I say G'dayla. And where does the Rambam get it from? Pashtas, the Mufarshim say the Rambam gets it from the famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, called Kibud Av Ha'Em, Hamitzvah Chamura Shebechamurais. And the Shulchan Aruch also starts off, the Star of the Zayim, Oid. B'chvoidam of Maram, it doesn't usually talk about a mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch, Ma'id, you have to be very careful. And the Rabbein Yehuda says, Rabbein Yehuda in Geres HaTshuva writes, if a person is looking for a way to be mechabed the Rabbeinu Shleinam, you know, which is really the essence of why we have come to this world, the Pasuk says, K'lanikra l'shmoy, K'lanikra l'shmoy l'chvoidi barosiv yitzartiv, that we're here to be mechabed the Rabbeinu Shleinam. Rabbein Yehuda writes, Rishon, he writes in the Geres HaTshuva, a person should be mechabed his parents. Like we just saw in the Gemara, by the time you mechabed your parents, then it's as if you're being mechabed the Rebbeinu Shleim. And that brings us now to the famous Sefer Chinuch, which says what is the Tama Mitzvah of Kibud Av Ha'Em. And it goes on with his Shmuz Avada that we all know, it's the Inyan of Hakaras HaTov. The basics of Hakaras HaTov, a person should be Makir Tov to someone who has given you the biggest gift of life, which is life itself. And if a person's misspoiling how much his parents put into him and how much the yegias they were getting for him when he was younger, and of course we have to have a karas hatov to our parents. And then he carries on, he says, when a person internalizes that, then also that will make him think about who ultimately gives his life, who's the other shutuf, and that's the Rebbeinu Shleinim. And he will have then hakaras hatov to Rebbeinu Shleinim, which then brings him to avodas Hashem, which is the way to come to avodas Hashem. Like the Chovos Avovos in his sefer, his first perek, second perek is Shah Bechina, talking about all the chasadim of the Rebbeinu Shleinim, and the next perek is Shah avodas Tzedekim. That is the lemaisa, what should come out. And avada, I saw an old sefer, a sefer called Ishu Beisay, like an old halacha sefer of daily halachas, and when he talks there about the mitzvah of Kibud Av Ha'Em, he writes an interesting deal. He says it doesn't say in the Torah gemoil toiva to your parents. He says kabed es avicha. He says the yisod is in the yisod that it's impossible to be makir tova to your parents properly. It's impossible to pay back to them properly for all what they have given you. But at least we can do is be mechabed them. That's why it says kabed zavicha. At least we can do is mechabed them. We have the same thing we have with Rabbeinu Shleim. I once heard this vav. But bikurim, it says Rashi says you bring the bikurim. It says vanisa v'amarta. You should come there and express. So we would have thought Rashi would say vanisa v'amarta, come and express yakar zatay. And the Rashi says the lashon of Rashi is vanisa v'amarta to show that you're not kafu tova. Why is it in a negative way to show you're not kafu tova? He says because it's really impossible to be makir tova to the Rebbeinu Shleim fully. It's impossible. You can't pay back. Like we say in Nishmas, we can't really pay back for one tova. Novos, but we have to do what we're human beings. We've got to do what we can do. And the minimum we can do is be mechabed and to the Rebbeinu Shleim, the minimum we can do is the avod Hashem we need to do. But even though we've been saying now that there's reasons in the mitzvah, kibud avim, avavada, all mitzvahs we do because the Rebbeinu Shleim told us, and even in the Aruch HaShulchan writes, even this mitzvah itself, we say, because it says, Kabad Zavicha V'Tzimecha, Kasha Tzivcha Hashem Nekecha. It's interesting, Hosafa, Kasha Tzivcha Hashem Nekecha. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, is because we need to keep the mitzvahs that, even if we don't understand it, rather we do understand it, but even if we don't understand it, we need to keep it, because this is what the Rebbeinu Shleim has commanded. And moving on to the schar of the mitzvah, we all know that this is one of the mitzvahs which the Torah writes, the schar specifically, the man yarichon yomecha alo adama, and the Gemara in Kedushin says the ultimate schar is avada olam haba. The ultimate schar, the man yarichon yomecha, is le'olam shekulei tov, le'olam shekulei aruch. But that doesn't mean avada, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, and it's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah we say every morning, elu devarim she'adam oichel perisem ba'olam hazeh, and one of them is kibud avim. Avada, it's something which gives balls a lot of fruit, even in this, in Olam Hazeh, that the Rabbeinu Bechai writes, that he says very clearly, Avada, there's going to be a scha in even in Olam Hazeh for this mitzvah, Ki Yadua. And we know that from the Medrash writes, we've just been doing all these parashas about Esav. The Medrash writes clearly that Boyor A, come and see what the schar of kibud avim is. We see that Rebbeinu Shimon pays for kibud avim even to a rasha, right? And the Medrash says that Esav, who spilt three tears when he didn't get the brachas, he got paid back. He got a lot of schar just for that itself. And we know a lot of we'll talk about that. And actually, the Esav's whole stand is from the mitzvah of kibud avim. Yeah, obviously, there's plenty of stories about of people who mechabed their parents and they got married. I just heard a story recently of a person in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Avram Pilotz, his name was, and he was zeicher to live to a big arichas yomin. And they asked him once why, and he said that when he lived in Russia, this person, he had a big business. And he wanted to be mechabed his parents. He was a rich man. He wanted to be mechabed his parents. So what he did was, he made his parents in the office. He made them, his parents, his father, mother, office, a nice posh office. And he gave them the kibbutz of giving out the paycheck to the workers. That was the father's kibbutz. The father really had nothing to do with the business. But that was his kibbutz, to give out the paycheck to the workers. So that way he felt mechabedig, and all the workers, everyone was mechabed him, and because of that, he was this person was zeicher to arichas yomim mishanim. And about the svarim all bring down, there's medrashim, there's plenty, lots and lots of skulas, different skulas, good children, Torah, how people are zeicher through the mitzvah of kibud avim. And on the other side, so this is a Rashi. Rashi says this is very scary. Rashi says that if someone's not mechabed his parents, someone's mezalzel his parents, then we always darshan mechlal lav ato shemeahen. Rashi says, and he says l'mayin arichin yamechel v'im lav. Rashi says yikatzrum, and this is the sedrus we just had about Yosef at tzaddik, and the Gemara and Sota says why was Yosef the last pasuk, second last pasuk of last sedra? The pasuk says Yosef said v'alisim es atzmoisai. The Gemara says why was Yosef called at Somois in his lifetime? Seems it's a derogatory term to call himself, you're still alive, to call himself at Somois, bones. And he says, because he wasn't Moicha in the kavod of his father. When the brother said to him, Avdecha Avinu, he wasn't Zeicha. And the Medrash says, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says that that's why he lost 10 years of his life, because the 10 times which he heard Avdecha and he wasn't Moicha. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Orchus Yosha also talks about it, and he brings there a few stories that we see it, that people who are not Mechaber their parents, he says a very scary story, someone who was particularly mezalzel in his father, and his father was nifta, and then a few weeks later he was nifta, and the shmuz was that his father was tevei him b'din. It was a zilzul in the kibbutz. So obviously we know that there's two mitzvahs in kibbutz avayim. There's kibbutz and there's moira. Right? The Shulchan Aruch starts off first with moira. We haven't got time to go through any of the halachas, much of the halachas now, a short time. But there's moira includes not sitting in their place, not contradicting them, and not calling them by their name, which have a lot of halachas to discuss. And the Shulchan Aruch says so much that the moira has to go so far that even if your father comes along, it's a gemara, even if your father comes along and tears your clothes, you shouldn't be shame him. And then kibbud. What's kibbud? So kibbud state is machiloi, mashkeu, moitzi, machnis. You know, whatever kibbud involves. But if you look around, kibbud goes a lot further than just the physical act of kibbud. The Sefer Charedim writes that the ikka kibbud, he brings a medrash, it's not a medrash, a mechilta. Mechilta says, kamed zavicha, shemei ani bedvarim. I hear that you need to be mechaber your father with words. That means we need to talk respectfully, nicely. How do I know you need to be mechaber him by in action? And that the Medrash says, because it says, kabed es Hashem, we make a gezeishah because Hashem mehoincha. So that means b'machal v'mishta. So you see from there that the ik kibud is with words, not. And this is really the basis of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch writes, which is a Gemara, the Yushalmi Gemara as well. The Gemara says that you have to get, when you are mechaber your father, you have to be mechaber the savior upon him yofus. Because even if you're someone who's giving his father the best foods, p'tumais, the Gemara says, even if you're giving your father the best foods, but you show him a sour face, you get punished on it. And on the opposite, you can have a matzah where someone makes his father work hard. The Gemara, the Yushalmi brings a story about it. You make your father work hard, but you're doing it for a good purpose in order to save your father from something else, then you will get to Enimah Bar. So you see, it all goes after what the mind is and what the way you do it. And then there's another interesting point about kibbud b'machshava. This is a famous, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is one who really made this famous, and there's a mitzvah, be mechabad your father b'machshava, meaning a person has to think of positive reasons why to be machshav the father, because obviously you can't. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, I used to see my father, I'm talking and thinking and about his father, who his father, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, his grandfather was just a melamed, and he was and his father used to be machshav him so much, and he used to talk about him, as if he's mamash a chad b'doray. And he found a maila in him, which was mamash made him miyuchad. Every person's got mailas. There's no such thing. Everyone's got mailas. And a maila, he says, that's mitzvah, because just to be mechabed by action, but inside you're not machshav, then that's not how we work in Klal Yisrael. We work with pnimiyas, it should be proper kibbud. So that's why one should try and be mispoinen in mailas in their parents, and that way the kibbud will be a proper kibbud. Reb Meirich Biedman said over many years ago, 40 years ago, something years ago, there was unfortunately big tragedies in America, in Bnei Brak, and there were young people dying from accidents. And the stipler then said, the stipler Baruch Kodshei, only the stipler can talk like this. The stipler said, one of the reasons because these people were all children of war survivors. And unfortunately, the parents who lived through the generation of the war survivors weren't zeicher to go to yeshiva. They weren't zeicher to have the same yeshivish upbringing as they were having. And in their eyes of the children, they weren't being machshir of their parents. It doesn't mean obviously they will be mezalzel maybe, but in their eyes they won't be machshir of their parents. And the stipler said, this is what the stipler said. The stipler said, this is the reason why these tragedies are happening. You see here the importance of one being machshir your parents. And then it goes further. This is an unbelievable zayah, that even be mechabed your parents after, unfortunately, they're not in this world. So the Shulchan Aruch already says that the person should be mechabed his parents, even afilu la'achamisa, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch talks about. You should say Hayrini Kaparas Mishkava in the first year, and after that he says Zechreinu Lebracha. That itself is a kibbut. But the Zoya says, this is Zoya and Pashas B'chukosai, Moshe Shtembuch brings it down last week, and others bring it, that the Zoya says that Kabbat Zavich Lezemecha, so when they're alive, you mechabed them b'machal v'mishta. After they die, are you going to say they're potter? Says the Zoya, look, no. Even though they died, a person is mechayv and they're covered more, says the Zoya. And he says, how? Says the Zoya, how are you mechabed your parents after they're not alive? Says, I've got the targum of the Zoya. Shem oisei ben hoylich b'derech ikeshes. If a person continues, if the child goes in a wrong way, in the bent way, vadei shu mevazes aviv, vadei she oisei lekloin, you're making him a busha. Aber vim oisei ben hoylich b'derech ishara, and he's mesakin es maisav, that is called being mechabed your father, and you be mechabed your father in the other world. And the Rebbeinu Shleilam is merechem on the father, and he puts him on a kisei kvoidoi. And the Gemara brings up Shem ben Yichai, and Rebbe Lazo was mechabed him even after he was in lifta. But you see here that it doesn't stop. Even after Chas V'Shalom, one doesn't have parents, the mitzvah of kibud still continues. And this really brings us to the kitzah Shulchan Aruch finishes off the sif in kibud of aim, and he writes, someone who wants to be be'emus mechabed his parents, it's talking about when they're alive, he should be oisik b'toyer v'mas and tevim, because that is the greatest covered you can give to your parents. That the people say, ashrei la'av shegidlo ben kazeh. But if the child doesn't go in the way of the father, then the father will have a busha from him, and he will be, and there's no greater busha than that. And he actually carries on, and he says, this is gearing to the parents. He says, and if the father wants to be merachem on his children, the father should be oisik b'toyer over masim tovim, and then he will be noyach l'shamayim v'noyach l'briyas, and then his children will be, people will respect him, and because of people respect him, people respect his children as well, because of him. And that's doing a favor to your children. But if you don't go in the right way, then your children will be maguna. And unfortunately, the gamba avoin ovo is born of mesim. It's lashon of kitz shulchan aruch there in the sif about kibud av aim. Just to finish off. With another story, there's a paradigm in Maisa. The Gemara, there's a lot of unbelievable stories how people will Maisa Nefesh, not Maisa Nefesh, and in unbelievable ways will Mechabed their parents, not to be Mezalzel. The story of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zayin Gezunten Shtak, when he was, many years ago, when his father was still alive, so the stipend stayed by his daughter, Reb Tzim Barazim. One day, Reb Tzim Barazim came home, and she said to her father, the stipler, that Chaim's back's hurting. It's a famous story. Chaim's back's hurting. So the stipler thought, that's Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So he went running to Reb Chaim's house down the road. Reb Chaim was obviously learning, what else? And the stipler, without even asking Reb Chaim, says to Reb Chaim, go lie down on the bed. And the stipler starts massaging him and doing him a nice massage. Good father looking after his son. And he was already long married, so a bit older person, Reb Chaim already. And then after he was finishing massaging him, he told him, stay like this for a couple of hours, an hour or two, stay like this, and then you'll feel much better. So he came home, and then the Rebbetzin asked the father, where were you? And he said, I just went to Chaim, to Masat Chaim, down the road to massage him. She says, no. She says, Oivai, I never meant Chaim Kanievsky, I meant Chaim Kluft, my son-in-law, Rebbetzin Barazim's son-in-law, Chaim Kluft. His back was hurting. And Stipler got a shock, and he went running back down the road, and he found Reb Chaim still lying on the bed. As though the Tata Gahisan, without a word, a comment, Reb Chaim did exactly what his father said. This is unbelievable, Madrigas in the Kibud of Aim, in the Kibud of Aim. Well, just one last thing, is that there was a person in America, a Yid in America, who was able to Arichas Yom, and Mamish, till about 100, he was still in his clear mind, And he had children, grandchildren, and they were all being meshamashim and looking after him very nicely. And he wanted to know why was he zeichet arichas yomim. And it bothered him a lot that his children have to be mechabit him, and his children have to look after him so much. Barashem, he was healthy, but he wanted to know why was he zeichet arichas yomim. And his son said to him, we don't know cheshbonos. This son was a Talmud of the Novominsky Rebbe. And the Novominsky Rebbe was going then to Eretz Yisrael. And the Talmud said, and he heard that the Novominsky Rebbe was going in to visit to Rabbi Aaron Leib. And he wants to say, maybe ask Rabbi Aaron Leib why my father zeichet arichas yomim. I'm not sure exactly why what he was thinking, but Ephraim HaGadol, why his father, why he was zeichet to such arichas yomim. So the Novominsky Rebbe Taka went into the Rabbi Aaron Leib, and he Taka asked him. And Rabbi Aaron Leib grabbed onto him. He said to him, listen to very carefully, I'm going to tell you, and say over exactly what I say when you get back. He said like this, he says, we are holding now in Golos Edom. And Golos Edom is Esav. And we all know, like we mentioned before, the schus of Esav is Kibud Avaim. And that's the schus which stands for Esav. Mamela, the Rebbeinu, in order to get us out of this Golos, the Rebbeinu wants to give us the schus of Kibud Avaim to counteract Esav. And that's why he makes people to be zeicher to have arichas yomim b'shanim, and then their children can be mechabed them and be metapel with them much more, and that way that will end our long galus. So that's, and the Novominsky Rebbe was very, very inspired from that answer. First of all, it gives us an insight that the parents themselves shouldn't feel bad that their children have to work for them. Faket, that is what's going to be bringing our geula. That's what's going to bring geula. And I really found, put all down, and check, is the Noemen HaMelech. The Noemen HaMelech in Parshas Vayetze says this. He says, since the shlita of Esav in Golus is through the midst of Kibud Avaim, so he says, if we're Mekam Kibud Avaim, we are machlish, we weaken the koyach of Esav. And Mela, should all be zeicher, but Seat Shema, to Mekam the midst properly, or to be the ones recipients of being to have the ones to Mekam, and we should be zeicher to see the Golus Shleim of Mehera. Amen.